Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for now Friday, the 21st of November. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. The idea of the session is for us to be as prepared for today's trading opportunities the best way we can. And boy, was yesterday a volatile trading day. The wheels came off pretty much, ironically, off the back of really good NVIDIA numbers on Wednesday night. And the bounce we got during the day was really quite significant and quite poignant. And it was likely to drag the industry markets with it. But then some further data was released, and it's clear that a lot of fears and anxieties around valuation and debt financing around the whole AI trade is really sort of impacting these markets a lot more than perhaps what they should, when you bear in mind the kind of the revenue, the corporate earnings numbers we got from NVIDIA. They kind of blew the doors off, really. And we were certainly expecting a little bit more of a bullish reaction than what we've seen. And we've been trying to sell these markets over the last week. We've been a bit unfortunate with a couple of those trades because we are continuing to make that progress to the downside, but we've been pivoting above and below strong support for a few days. And these markets are really quite difficult to get to grips with and not particularly obvious in terms of why they're selling off. Clearly, one of the main features of these markets, which we've been talking about for quite some time, is indiscriminate, exuberant buying, followed by periods of indiscriminate panic selling. And we seem to have that type of dynamic playing out. So perhaps keep that in the forefront of your mind when you're trading these markets. And it just always goes back to the importance of calculating your exposure, working out how much capital you're going to commit to a trade. We're keeping our exposure levels incredibly low because of this volatility. So there's things you can do to protect your capital longer term. So a losing trade to us is not devastating. We still, unfortunately, have uncomfortable conversations with certain traders around stop losses. This shouldn't even be a question, and yet it is, unfortunately. And you're exposed to these markets with this type of volatility and turmoil and fear and anxiety. You can wipe your account out in one trade. So we've always maintained discipline regarding your capital, and that's something that's really important. And the last week just gives you a little bit of a heads up in terms of really why that's important. Right, so all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets do we trade, where do we enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome along with trade psychology. Now, it's the psychology part that's really taken hold with this sort of fear and anxiety around return on capital, debt financing, circular financing as well. It comes across to investors, it appears, as a little bit of a concern, and as a result, there's kind of indiscriminate dumping going on. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate to levels we use, disciplined with our capital. Again, we talk about it every single day. Make sure you do control that exposure and patience. So let's get into these very, very interesting markets, and we'll just have a look at the market fundamentals to begin with. So a couple of little sort of pieces of the jigsaw being put together. Non-farm payroll actually came in, could argue, net negative. The reason why we use that terminology is the non-farm employment change number came in way. So if we take a step back, so this is the non-farm payroll numbers for September because of the government shutdown. The number from August has been revised lower quite considerably, now down to minus 4,000 jobs. And we were expecting a bit of a positive bounce, 53,000 jobs, which we're all looking at that saying, look, that won't be too bad. That probably means the Fed can't really cut rates. You know, it's not as bad as things were getting. But we had two things. We had revisions revising the numbers down for August, and we had 119,000 jobs added to the US economy. At the same time, to make things a little bit more confusing, we've seen unemployment rate jump higher. So there's more people unemployed, even though more people are have been added to the workforce and there's more jobs available. At the same time, average hourly earnings have gone down. So people are earning less. So more unemployment, more people working than not working, although the complexity behind an unemployment rate that's gone up has an awful lot to do with sort of immigration policy and a few other sort of technical elements, which is a bit counterintuitive, and people's earnings are going down. So definitely a little bit of concern around that. And then you build in the whole AI story, which revolves around NVIDIA. So very, very impressive corporate earnings. So net negative on non-farm payroll. Then you've got corporate earnings, which saw this price gap to the upside. And then you saw the very, very significant selling kick in. So significant weakness, basically as a result of non-farm payroll numbers for September. Weakness around the AI trade, and this weakness has played out across all of the Mag 7s. And then we add in further weakness that the Fed are unlikely to start cutting rates in December. So there's a 33% likelihood now of a rate cut in September. We have been as low as 29.71, I think. So we're not quite at ultimate lows. We've kind of bounced off the lows a little bit. But the markets are now not particularly expecting a rate cut in December because the job numbers are they're kind of mixed. We would still probably suggest it's probably 50-50, but the markets don't agree. They think there's less likely to get a move there for the Fed on the 10th of December. There's this complexity around the news and when the news will be released. Further sort of aspects of complexity would be around the bond markets. Now they've been pretty quiet. They've been remarkably quiet, and they're just beginning to roll over to the downside now. So the problem with this trade, now we've been range bound broadly in these for a good couple of months. However, we're certainly beginning to roll back over to the downside. So with these yields rolling over to the downside, it could increase the likelihood of a rate cut from the Fed at a time when there's extreme volatility. So this moving lower doesn't really stack up for us. It's not an intuitive play. We would expect, you know, with the fear and anxiety and the equity markets falling off a cliff and the fact that the Fed are unlikely to cut, we probably expect, you know, bond yields to rally. And in fact, they're going the opposite direction. So trying to put all this together is really quite difficult. So this brings us on to the charts. So equity markets, I think this is the biggest reversal we've seen. And don't forget, we've seen quite a few reversals over the last five, six days. And yesterday was the biggest one since April's sort of meltdown and then massive reversal off the lows. Look at the importance of these levels that are coming up below the moving averages. So these are really important levels for us from a technical perspective. So let's remove these. Let's have a look at these support levels. And here is your significant support level in the S&P and the NASDAQ. And as you can see, we're on the verge of breaking lower. Now, we find ourselves in a similar position than where we were just during the week, which is this low in here. You've got the structural failure low. You've got the diagonal low coming through here. And we've been trading above and below this level. Yesterday, we actually rallied up to the 67.90 and we ended down at the 65.40. So that's a 200, and you can see the elevated little spike there in the average true range. Incredible increased volatility, and that's a 240 point rejection of the heights, which is quite impressive. We should sit up and take note. And yet we've run into really, really strong support. And our sell trades, we're actually looking to sell into this little zone where we're currently at. So the only problem is the volatility has been so significant and so large that under no circumstances could we consider taking that trade. Are increasing the exposure in that trade to any great extent. So with this in mind, we've got really quite a bearish backdrop. This weakness is it's quite difficult to come to terms with. We've got restriction with regards to the oil supply. So this market has been drifting sideways for quite some time. Our bias has always been lower, below $60. And overnight now, we've kind of, yesterday and overnight, we've rallied aggressively to the downside. There is a situation occurring where we've got Russian oil tankers being intervened by US military. So there is, you know, ships with barrels of supply because of these sanctions around distributing oil. So you've actually got a lack of supply feeding the oil markets, which is likely to bring those prices down. No, sorry, the supply constraints should rally prices. Sorry, that's what we were discussing, sorry. So occasionally we get markets where we've got a massive question mark over what's happening and how and why it's happening. So what we're going to do today, these markets have, I mean, no one's really expecting, I mean, traders everywhere are getting chopped up in these markets, as have we. We've taken a few trades, ironically, that have all rejected the highs, and they've been false breakouts, whether it's to the downside, whether it's to the upside, with extreme volatility. So the next sort of opportunity for us is potentially a buy trade off these lows. That's on the cards. But also, if these markets turn negative, unfortunately, this is the way we use support and resistance. We can become sellers below those monthly lows. And, you know, if we get that move, it means the wheels kind of come off these markets pretty aggressively. Again, we were really unfortunate yesterday with markets like the German DAX, because we were selling this market yesterday. We're still down at those lows. So I think we just had our stop loss pretty close to the highs, couldn't really stay in it before the market actually tanked. So we've had a few sell trades this week that didn't really pay us when they kind of should have done. And look, the oil is selling off quite aggressively. So too is gold. So I suppose what we can do is we can summarize these markets by saying markets are quite risk off. So we go back to this the screen, sorry. So we'll go back to the narrative that's driving these markets. It's really a mixed bag. So the psychology is very much fear-driven and anxiety-driven, which is lending itself to the indices to the downside, and the dollar potentially higher. The problem is we've got bond yields lower, we've got indices lower, the dollar's in the middle of nowhere, and we've actually got weakness from commodities. So we've got elements which are risk off, elements which are risk on, and there's fear and anxiety behind it all, and apprehension around, you know, circular financing and AI debt financing, how they're going to fund the whole project. And it's very likely to be quite a messy dynamic. So with all this in mind, we've got a trade plan to create. And as a result, we've got mixed market conditions. It's got aspects of it which are risk off. So due to concerns around there's nothing else of any major concern for us today. Today is about manufacturing and services PMI numbers looking strong for the US or stronger, slightly weaker across Europe. And there'll be some elements of positivity in here. We've got Christine Lagarde today as well. So that's going to be interesting for the euro. And that's in about half an hour's time. So we get ready for that. See, we'll watch this market quite carefully. So we've got mixed stroke risk off, market conditions due to concerns. Let's say fear and anxiety really is driving these market moves. Anxieties around the AI story and US non-farm payroll numbers, and Fed rate cuts. So indice strength, that's completely off the table. Keep options open. US indice weakness below support. So we're just above support levels. Below support, this becomes, you know, a bit of a panic for markets. Keep all other options open. Where are we at with the dollar? You see, I'd like to say we're dollar weakness. Oh, sorry, the bond markets are supporting the dollar weakness trade. They're rolling over to the downside. So what we'll do is we'll put USD you see the markets are so sort of panicked, we have to use the word potential because we're not 100%. These are not necessarily, as things currently stand, the high probability trades, but they could become decent trades. Potential dollar weakness, see oil with the supply constraints. I'm not expecting the price of oil to just fall off a cliff. Gold is looking weaker. There's a mildly weaker dollar, but I don't think it's anything to get too excited about. We're still in our euro dollar trade from yesterday, so hopefully we'll make some progress out of that. So look, let's keep options open then. It's an important feature of our strategy and approach at the moment, which is, it's not really about volume of opportunity. It's about picking the right trades at the right times. And that, as we know, has proved really quite difficult this week. So with all this in mind, guys, we'll wrap it up. We'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. There's obviously a lot to talk about, and we'll try and get there when we can. Right. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. For everyone here, take care. And those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting in about a minute's time. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.